Hello, Malcolm here with teaching tip number 369, again based on the book Plain Speaking by David Berceau, and the topic, preaching with power, what he calls prophetic preaching. Berceau emphasizes the conversational nature of speaking in his book, but there is a place, he says, for the prophetic, by which he means those speakers who, on the right occasion, convey a sense of dramatic urgency. He says, typically, their goal is to convict their hearers of sin and for the need of repentance. They don't want to make their listeners comfortable. They want to make them uncomfortable. They often seek to bring their listeners to a life-changing decision right there and then. And he offers three thoughts as to how to do this effectively. Number one, no scowling. In other words, if there's a sense of indignation, it really should be from God channeled through the speaker, not like you're the one who's upset. It's really God, perhaps, if he's upset, is upset. No scowling, no frowning at the congregation. And secondly, prayerfulness. To bring a powerful sermon like this across in a healthy way is quite challenging. We need to be deeply prayerful and spiritual about it so that it really isn't about us. It really is about the glory of God. And thirdly, consider your own giftedness. Some people can do this really well and others would struggle. I think I struggle with this kind of sermon. Perhaps it's not really for you to preach this kind of sermon. Somebody else in your congregation might be better suited. So what are your thoughts on the points here that Berceau raises? I'd like to know what you think. Next time, we're going to explore listeners' pet peeves. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? I certainly hope so. And remember always to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.